This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
There, Carlson swings! Carlson has it!
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
When you think about the great wins in the history of, and Fox Sports, courtesy of the call coming back from break, when you think about the great wins in the history of, the, you know what? Oh, Kenny, bring the music back up here. Bring it back up underneath here. Oh, yeah. When you think about it, Super Bowl 11 against the Minnesota Vikings. Super Bowl 15 against the Philadelphia Eagles. Super Bowl 18 against the then Washington Redskins. Marcus Allen running into the night. 2002 AFC Championship game against the Tennessee Titans with my friend Rich Gannon at quarterback. Where does yesterday's get win rank on the list? One of the actual worst football games that has ever been played. Oh, I'm not done with the music yet, Kenny. You can bring it back up. I'm not done with it yet. One of the worst games you could possibly imagine. Chris Olodokun. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name. Oh, I think it's like Oladokun, actually. Which sounds like a move that Ryu or Ken have in Street Fighter. Hadouken! Olodokun! Kenny Pickett and AOC. Ashton Jeanty running into brick walls. It's a miserable football game. In fact, if you had to take Week 18 and distill it down into one game, it would be Raiders-Chiefs. That's how bad it was. Daniel Carlson from 60 as time expires to win it for the Las Vegas Raiders. Pride and poise. Commitment to excellence. Just fire the coach. Baby. Al Davis. Rolling over in his grave. You know, after the Raiders beat the Redskins in Super Bowl 18, Al Davis was asked by Brent Musburger post-game, hey, like, how do you manage to keep doing this? And Al's response, it's iconic. First thing you do is you get the best coaches. And then you get the best players and you tell them one thing. Just win, baby. What the hell's happened to this team? And you could say that over the course of this entire century for the Raiders. As I said to you to end last segment, the Las Vegas Raiders fire head coach Pete Carroll, which was an absolute necessity after the Raiders were the worst team in the NFL this year and proved it by getting blown out last week by my New York football Giants. Pete Carroll, one and done. This is the statement from Raiders owner Mark Davis. Quote, "The Las Vegas Raiders have relieved Pete Carroll of his duties as head coach. We appreciate and wish him and his family all the best. Moving forward, General Manager John Spytek will lead all football operations in close collaboration with Tom Brady, including the club's search for a next head coach. Together, they will guide football decisions with a shared focus on leadership, culture, and alignment with the organization's long-term goals." Sounds like ChatGPT did like the last couple lines of that. So whatever. But this will be the Raiders' sixth head coach in 6 years, which is like Baxter eating the wheel of cheese in Anchorman, and Ron Burgundy, Will Ferrell goes, "I'm not even mad." It's amazing. Incredible. Pete Carroll, Antonio Pierce, whomever the new head coach is, Josh McDaniels, John Gruden, and interim head coach Rich Bisaccia. And the only one that took the Raiders to the playoffs was the interim coach, Rich Bisaccia. Unbelievable. But for the Raiders, absolutely the right move. And the season ended. I'm being sincere right now. I mock the Raiders a little bit to start, only because I care, and I mean that. I love sports, and I love the NFL. And the NFL is unequivocally better when the Raiders are good. And this helps the Raiders move towards good. I don't know if they'll get there this year, but it's certainly a step in the right direction. Because not only have the Raiders moved on from Pete Carroll, who's like a boomer ball to the nth degree. Like, roster stinks, let's draft a running back. Don't have a quarterback, let's trade for Geno Smith. Like, these were all things that in the moment be like, are you serious? Offensive linemen are terrible. And Tyler writes in our chat, and Tyler's anti-Astrid Genty, Tyler Morales, our technical director. Tyler famously anti-Astrid Genty. Genty this year had 266 carries for 975 yards. It's brutal. My opinion? I think Ashton Genty's really good. I don't know that Emmitt Smith or Jim Brown could have had success running behind this Raiders offensive line. They were doomed from the start, and I said it all offseason. They are clearly the worst team in their own division. And you hired Pete Carroll to make the team respectable, and not only were they not respectable, they are the worst team in the league in picking first overall. And like I've been saying, since like that epic Thursday Night Football cluster you-know-what against the Denver Broncos, Carroll needed to go because the franchise needs to hit the reset button at quarterback, and you can't have, and I'm not an ageist, but let's be honest here. Like, I like the Kyle Whittingham hire. He's going to be 67 next year for Michigan. I'm not an ageist. But you can't have, like, a 74-year-old boomer head coach. Like, let's bring Fernando Mendoza in and run the Pete Carroll, like, the prehistoric offense from the Mesozoic era in the 1980s. You can't have it. Can't have it. So because of the events in the early window yesterday, the Raiders went into yesterday's game against the Chiefs knowing they had the first overall pick. And I'm sure Pete Carroll's like, oh, I love this. Now we can try and win a meaningless game, which they did. Credit to them. By all accounts, the Raiders are going to take Fernando Mendoza from Indiana first overall, the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. Maybe it'll be Dante Moore, the Oregon quarterback, and they'll play each other on Friday night. Can't wait for it. In the college football playoff semis, Miami and Ole Miss coming up on Thursday. And we have news, by the way, on Ole Miss's quarterback, Trinidad Chambliss, that we'll share with you to close the show coming up in a little bit that I think will absolutely impact the top of the NFL draft. The Raiders are going to get the quarterback of their choice, whether it's Mendoza, Dante Moore, somebody else, we'll see. And now they have the opportunity to hire a new coach. A miserable, miserable, miserable swing and a miss. And a predictable swing and a miss with Pete Carroll. I have no idea if they'll hire the right guy. No idea. But we know Pete Carroll was the wrong guy. So you give the Raiders credit because they could have compounded bad decisions, right? And say, well, we fired Antonio Pierce after 1 year. Now we can't do that with Pete Carroll. No. Sunk cost. Like, that kind of, like, mode of thinking led the Giants to bring Brian Daboll back for another year. So we can't fire another head coach after a couple years. Yes, you can. He's terrible. So I give the Raiders credit for courage is a really, like, dramatic word here. I actually don't even really mean it. But for having, like, the gumption is a better word to fire Pete Carroll. It's the right move. 100%. And just on a human level, I do feel a little bad for Pete Carroll. You know, NFL Network has that series, A Football Life, right? Pete Carroll has lived a football life. He was the head coach of he was an assistant and a defensive coordinator long before that, right? But head coach of the Jets in the mid-90s. Head coach of the Patriots, you know, prior to Belichick coming in. The USC years, national championships. Won a Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks. Probably should have won another if not for the infamous throw at the goal line, right? To Ricardo Lockett instead of handing the ball to Marshawn Lynch. And the Seahawks lose Super Bowl 49 to New England instead of potentially going back-to-back. I don't know if Pete Carroll is an NFL Hall of Famer. He's a football Hall of Famer, though, for sure, when you take into account what he accomplished at the college level. And it does because he's never getting another job. And, like, I don't say that meanly. Like, who's hiring Pete Carroll at this point, like, honestly? It does kind of suck for him that this is how it ends. And you can say, well, shouldn't have gotten the job in the first place, and you're probably right. But you can still feel bad for Pete Carroll. It's a bleepy way for him to go out. And when I say bleepy, I mean a word that rhymes with spit. As the Raiders fire Pete Carroll. To go along with the Browns firing Kevin Stefanski and the Falcons firing Raheem Morris, the Colts retain Shane Steichen and general manager Chris Ballard, the Giants retaining general manager Joe Shane. And if you missed any of those breakdowns, just search the show in podcast form, You Bet, wherever you find your podcasts. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports, You Bet or You Bet, presented by BetMGM. All the bets for tonight coming up at the end of the show. A little bit more on the NFL draft and the top of the NFL draft after yesterday. And this is going to be less like, hey, I think, you know, the Jets should take this player at number two. More just like, let's talk about these teams a little bit. The Jets, by virtue of their no-show in Buffalo against the Bills and the Bills' backups, have the second overall pick in the draft. And I actually want to make a little bit of a mea culpa here. And we'll do this more later in the week once the Jets officially announce Aaron Glenn's coming back, which is the expectation. I've been saying for quite some time now that even though the Jets season has been miserable, that they're on the right path. And I still believe that. With a war chest of picks in this year's draft, multiple first rounders, three first rounders in 2027, the Jets are basically going to be able to get whoever they want in the next couple drafts. Quarterback, maybe it's Jeremiah Smith next year at receiver. They're going to control the next couple drafts. Whichever one they want to, they'll be able to. And I think that was the prudent move, was to trade Sauce Gardner and trade Quentin Williams for a team going nowhere. And I think Darren Mooji, the GM, has largely done a good job. Now, I don't know if he's going to pick the right players. I know Jets fans, and I live in New York, Jets fans are pessimistic about that because the Jets usually screw this up. And to be fair, screwed it up a couple years ago when they had three first-round picks and, like, didn't get it right. Past failures do not have to be indicative of future failure or future success. I would say to Jets fans, keep an open mind and be a little optimistic. That's my honest thought. I don't know, though, and I actually think, like, I need to take an L on this. I think I was wrong. I said for weeks, Aaron Glenn deserves a chance to come back as Jets head coach. Like, let's see how he does with, like, a reasonable quarterback, not Justin Fields, who's brutal. Not Brady Cook, not Tyrod Taylor. The Jets did not record a single interception this season. Quarterbacks against the Jets went for 36 touchdowns and no interceptions. It's like a video game. Except if this were a video game, you would have hit the reset button after like week three. You would not have continued on. I wouldn't have at least continued forward with it. And making matters even worse, Aaron Glenn, for younger fans who don't know this, like I watched him play for the Jets. Aaron Glenn was he's probably the second best corner in the history of the team behind Darrell Revis. He's awesome. Who else would you choose? D. Milner? Come on. Glenn was an awesome corner. Zero picks. And they're non-competitive down the stretch. And I understand. And like, Brady Cook's terrible. I get it. But to get railroaded and bulldozed like they did by the Patriots and the Bills, and being, they're not competitive in these games. I think the Jets are going to bring Aaron Glenn back and we'll see how it goes. I think if it were up to me, I think I'd fire him. What's the upside? I don't see it after 1 year. And I can be wrong. And I think I was wrong already about this. I'll take the L on this. My mind was changed yesterday during the Jets-Bills game and how pathetic they were. I do think there's reason for optimism for the Jets. I don't know where it comes from, though, on this coaching staff and the head coach, Aaron Glenn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Give you 2 other NFL draft-related notes. Way too early NFL, just as an excuse to talk about the teams. We don't know yet about the fate of Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon following a calamity of a season. As the Cardinals end the year, and what was a year where I thought they were going to make the playoffs, but they talk about an L. That's the scarlet letter, like the cardinal red L that I'll have to wear for that take. The Cardinals lose yesterday to the Rams, 3-14. We'll pick 3rd overall in the draft. We'll see about Jonathan Gannon. The Cardinals are kind of in a rough spot this offseason, and I'm going to tell you why. Kyler Murray's not coming back. Like, he's played his last down as quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. You can't have Jacoby Brissett be the quarterback of the deal. You can't have that. Now, let's assume the Raiders, which we think the Raiders will take a quarterback first overall. The Jets may also take a quarterback first overall. And let's just say that let's say it's Mendoza and Dante Moore. What are the Cardinals going to do at quarterback? Who's playing quarterback for the Cardinals next year? It doesn't look like they're going to get one of the guys at the top of the draft, right? They're picking 3rd. Maybe the Jets pass on one. Maybe the Jets trade down. We'll see. We know the Raiders are going to take one. It'd be insane if they didn't. The Cardinals could find themselves in a tough spot here. And we'll get into Trinidad Chambliss, and it looks like he's going to stay at Ole Miss. We'll do that on the other side. So even if Arizona keeps Jonathan Gannon, GM Montiasen Ford moves on from them, I think Arizona's in a tough spot as far as the quarterback position is concerned this offseason. And last note for now, and we'll take a break. The Tennessee Titans get blown out yesterday by the Jaguars, and Cam Ward is hurt early in the game on a touchdown run. The Titans saddled Cam Ward in his rookie year with Brian Callahan, who may go down as one of the worst head coaches in the history of the league. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but not a good head coach. And then retread interim coach Mike McCoy. The Titans at fourth overall need to just take best player available, probably on the defensive line. Maybe it's Reuben Bain from Miami. Maybe it's Arvell Reese from Ohio State. Maybe it's Peter Woods. We'll see. I don't even know what team. Tyler, what team does Peter Woods? I think I know what it is. I don't want to get it wrong. I just saw him on a bunch of mock drafts. Defensive lineman Clemson. I thought that was right, but I didn't want to say it and be wrong. Thank you guys very much. Titans take the best player available, nail the head coaching hire. No reason why they can't contend next year with Cam Ward on the ascent in the AFC South. On the other side, we will wrap up the magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet with a bunch of news and notes around college football, college basketball, and the NBA, and then all my bets for tonight. I got some in the NBA and college basketball. It's all coming up next year on a Monday. You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.